A word for you from Genesis chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden." But God said, "You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Here the trap has been set by Lucifer, the one who has fallen from heaven and wants to bring every single creature to fall with him. And here lies your fall and my fall. And so it was that in this very act, the DNA of sin is entering in. The trap has been set because Lucifer asks the question, did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? Now obviously it was an exaggeration of what God had said, so that the woman would feel obliged in her naivety to answer the serpent. So here she's in a chat with the serpent, and they're probably quite close to the tree. And she corrects Lucifer that we can eat of any tree, but God said, "You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." Now we don't read that God had said, "You shall not touch it." But probably she had been pondering upon the meaning of what God had said. "You shall not eat it, and therefore I better not touch it." Her problem was she was even questioning herself. So when the serpent came to question, it only added to her inquisitiveness. Now, she didn't have the natural bias towards sin, what we call total depravity, which you and I have. She was innocent. She only knew good, she and Adam. But here she's pulled into the trap. And she then exaggerates also slightly what God had said. And then the serpent springs his knockout blow. "You shall not die, for God knows that your eyes will be opened. You will be like God, knowing good and evil." It was so opposite to the truth that God's wisdom is not the knowledge of good and evil. All that Adam and Eve knew was good. They didn't know. They didn't need to know good and evil. They didn't need to be like God. In actual fact, this was what the serpent had wanted himself. He wanted to be like God in heaven and was therefore thrown out. And so too Adam and Eve were to be thrown out. Let's be careful as we draw closer to the new year that we don't fall into the trap of the serpent again and again.